from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea issues threat to U.S. and South Korea. North Korea today issued a threat of a preemptive nuclear strike as a joint U.S.-South Korean military exercise got underway. It follows tougher U.N. sanctions on Pyongyang after its most recent nuclear test and missile launch. Troy Stangerone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has become more belligerent lately.
We've seen a change since Kim Jong-un has come to power. The threats have become more specific and more common.
More than 300,000 South Korean and U.S. troops are engaged in the military exercises around which North Korea often issues threats. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden kicked off a five-day trip to the Middle East on Monday, addressing U.S. airmen stationed in the Al Dhafra Air Force Base near the United Arab Emirates capital of Abu Dhabi. He referred to ISIS by its Arab pejorative, Daesh.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria, so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world. And that's what we're doing with our coalition partners. We're hitting Daesh fighters and leaders harder than ever. We're making it harder for them to maneuver. We're cutting off their lifeline, their oil revenues, and their finances.
He dismissed Islamic State insurgents as criminals and cowards in an interview with the Abu Dhabi newspaper, The National. Mr. Biden pressed the U.S. case for a negotiated peace settlement to end the five-year civil war in Syria, ruling out a military solution. Now, peace talks are set to resume again later on this week in Geneva as a truce has sharply curtailed fighting in recent days. This is VOA News. Police in central Somalia say at least six people, including two African Union soldiers, were injured Monday in an explosion at an airport in the city of Beledweyne. In an interview with VOA Somali, Beledweyne Police Commander Colonel Ali Du Abdi said an explosion occurred at the entrance of the airport while security forces thwarted others. He said the security officials immediately discovered another bomb. Abdi said police arrested 20 suspects in connection with today's explosion. A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside of a local court compound in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding 36 more. A local security official told reporters that police guards identified and intercepted the bomber, but when they tried to grab him, he detonated the bomb. Tunisia's interior ministry said Monday troops killed 21 militants who attacked a police station and military facility near the Libyan border. Officials say at least four civilians and one soldier were also killed in the clashes in a southeastern town. European Union leaders meet with their Turkish counterparts today to discuss efforts to slow the flow of migrants traveling to Europe as thousands remain stranded at the border between Greece and Macedonia. The influx of nearly 1 million people arriving by sea in Greece since the beginning of 2015 has European leaders hoping to persuade Turkey to keep migrants from traveling the dangerous route. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan, the steadfast partner of the 40th U.S. President Ronald Reagan, died yesterday. She was 94. As First Lady, she was Mr. Reagan's closest advisor and always sought to protect him from whom she thought were devious people.
She was tough. But she had to be tough, and I use that term in the very best way. President Reagan was totally guileless. He never met a person he didn't trust or that he didn't like, and that was one of the secrets of his success, his optimism and his enthusiasm.
That was James Baker. He was President Reagan's chief of staff and later served as his Treasury Secretary. President Obama and his wife Michelle said Nancy Reagan redefined the role of First Lady. American Ray Tomlinson, widely credited as the inventor of modern email, has died. He was 74. Mr. Tomlinson invented something called the Direct Electronic Messaging System way back in 1971. Now, that worked between different computer systems and servers. He also chose the at symbol to connect the username with the destination address, and it has now become a cultural icon. From those beginnings nearly half a century ago, the popularity of personal email actually did not become a way of life till about 10 years later. Google's Gmail team on Sunday tweeted, "Thank you, Ray Tomlinson, for inventing email and putting the at sign on the map." Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.